The Welcome Back to Leeds podcast, brought to you by Leeds Bid.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Welcome Back to Leeds podcast. My name's Larry Budd and I'm following the reopening of our city after the lockdown. It's in conjunction with Welcome Back to Leeds, which has all the information you need to come back safely to the city centre. It's all online at welcometoleeds.co.uk. It tells you what shops are open, where you can park and where you can eat and drink, that sort of thing. Now, I'm recording this on Tuesday, the 21st of July, and today I'm all about the eating. This episode is something of a chef's special as we hear how some of our best restaurants are adjusting to the new normal, which is a phrase some people hate. Anyway, I'm in Leeds Market. I'm currently standing at the bottom of what you would call Fish Row, which has changed a bit in recent months, but you've still got the fishmongers running up to my left with their beautiful, colourful fish and the smell that just sort of fills all of your senses, and the live crab all sitting in front of the stalls here. It's a lovely place to be, and I love it here, and also I love it even more now because at the bottom of Fish Row, there is the first pub to open in Leeds Market. It is called The Owl and it is run by the one and only Liz Cottam, who's with me now. Hello, Liz.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you very much indeed. Yeah, the first pub to open in Leeds Market.
Yeah.
This was, I remember talking to you before you opened this place and you were saying, I'm so much about Leeds. Leeds Market is where I want to be. You'd been eyeing this up, hadn't you, for a few years?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, one of the things being a chef in this city is that you really want a fantastic market with fantastic produce. It's an amazing, vibrant place. I think the market itself, it's one of the most beautiful buildings in the entire world. So yeah, you know, sleeping giant needed to be utilised, and it was just begging for me to come and do something in it.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to walk and talk, not least of which to get away from this nice big air vent that's making a racket above us. As we walk up Fish Row, we're going to head towards your restaurant home. Now, for people that don't know of your background, people may have seen you on MasterChef in 2016, was it MasterChef you were?
Yeah, that's right.
And that was when you ditched everything you were doing before, went professional chef and opened up home. Is that sort of a good summary of your history? I mean, you'd been cooking for a long time before that, haven't you?
It's a good summary of my professional kind of like cooking path, for sure. It's been a wild 3 years. You know, we're coming up to the third birthday on the 18th of August. Yeah. And, you know, I think we've achieved an incredible amount. Still a hell of a lot left to do, don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's been a really exciting journey so far.
Talk to me about the dining scene here as we walk up through. We're going to head out of the market in a moment as we head up onto Kirgate and to home where your restaurant is. Talk to me about the Leeds dining scene. What is it that you wanted to bring to it?
I think Leeds and quite a few other big cities in the UK, there's some gaps in the market, to be honest with you, in terms of what the food scene has to offer. Leeds historically has had some really outstanding kind of big brands, shall we say, you know, kind of the Jamie Oliver's, Carluccio's, you know, like these kind of chains. And then we've had a really, really amazing kind of independent vibe going on. But I also feel as if there's some untapped kind of styles of dining, which, you know, that's what The Owl was all about, really. It was about kind of, you know, drawing from my time. I lived in Barcelona for over a year, and then, you know, visits to places like Lisbon in Portugal and Copenhagen. There's kind of a very sort of relaxed and very produce-based kind of dining experiences in markets. And, you know, Borough Market does that brilliantly down in London. And I just really wanted to kind of bring a very Yorkshire interpretation of that. So, yeah, that was kind of the inspiration behind The Owl.
Yeah, and we've walked for literally a couple of minutes and we are now at This Is Home.
Yes.
On Kirgate. For those that don't know it, it's sort of between the market and Briggate, really, almost central. While lockdown's been going on, you've been having some building work going on in here,
which
is what we're about to see, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're going to see whether or not they're still hard at work, which I hope they are.
Was now a good time for this building work?
It'll be good timing if it's all finished in time,
right,
for when we reopen.
So we're heading up the stairs into home now. So you've been here 3 years, you say?
Yeah, we'll be three next month, in fact.
What's lockdown been like for you then? Because you're not kind of one of those restaurants that you could immediately turn your hand to getting stuff on Deliveroo or Just Eat. That's not your sort of thing, so...
No.
How's it been like the last few months?
First of all, it was petrifying. It was hard to get your head around in the beginning. But then, yeah. You know, running a restaurant like this, it's the most challenging thing I've ever done. And I've run, you know, multi-million pound businesses with 200 people. That was a walk in the park compared to running a fine dining restaurant. So challenges are kind of our thing. So kind of like making like a dead fish and going with the flow is something that, you know, we kind of have a predisposition to do. So the minute something new was coming at us, it was a case of, right, well, how can we react to this positively? What can we do to turn this into an advantage? It was a case of, right, let's use this time strategically to come back bigger, better than before, really. And that's what I'm hoping we're about to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll talk about that positivity in a second. We just come into home, into the dining area of home. We walked through the bar area and into the dining area, which is this lovely open space, very different to the Owl, which is sort of a snug Victorian sort of style pub in the market there. And home is much more open. You've got these lovely, is this bamboo on the sort of lampshades?
Yes, it is indeed,
bamboo lampshades going on. It's nice and open in here. And this is, of course, very fine dining. Your message about positivity is interesting, because I think for a lot of people, when lockdown came, it was, as you say, it was terrifying. And actually being able to switch into a positive frame of mind, it doesn't come easily to most people. Was that something that just came easily to you, or you thought, actually, the only way to survive this is to be positive and think ahead?
I'd love to say that I've just been that way my entire life, but it'd be a bloody lie. But, you know, the minute we went into lockdown, it was just became a natural thing for me to be that person who insisted on us focusing on solutions, and because I couldn't control the rest of it, it was the only way to deal with it.
And what reasons then does the city have as a whole? So outside of dining as well, I mean, we talked before we started recording about the football, which is a huge moment for this city, I feel. But what reasons does Leeds have to be positive looking to the future? Because so many towns and cities are facing the same problems all over the country at the moment.
I don't think anyone's got any choice. You know, I'm a Yorkshire lass through and through. I come from a long line of thoroughbred Yorkshiremen and women. We don't give up very easily. And I think Leeds, as a culture, will respond very well to this. We have to survive. We have to keep going. For us, we're using this as a massive kind of opportunity to spend time on things we didn't have time to do before. We're coming back with a different, more impressively creative products than we ever have done before. We've got challenges like anyone else, because social distancing are going to reduce the amount of numbers. But yeah, I'm absolutely resolute about this not being something that holds us back long term.
And I mentioned the football there briefly. I mean, you know, obviously here where we're standing in home, you're aimed at a particular market, people who like really good food and are willing to pay for it. Yeah. You're going to have thousands of visitors to this city. Football's one thing on the pitch, but the impact it could have on the city and on a business like yours could be huge.
Well, it should be huge for sure. I mean, you know, a Premiership team, and also you've got to think of the infrastructure, because we've been there before. You know, we've got a massive stadium that's capable of housing lots and lots of fans from the city and like you say, and abroad. So that's going to help the economy, and that's going to have a halo effect on us, no doubt at all. And the best way to make 2020 yours, mine, is to focus on the positivity. It really is.
Great to talk to you, and best of luck with making the rest of 2020 your year.
Perfect, thanks.
Well, having just walked away from the market, I'm going to go back into it now, because from fine restaurant food to street food and a famous success story out of this part of town. She started business out of a horse box in 2010. Now Manjit Kaur and her husband Michael Jameson have a site here in Leeds Market in the food hall, as well as in nearby Kirkstall. It is the famous Manjit's Kitchen. Their paneer tikka wraps are quite simply the food that God would eat. They are unfathomably good.
I'm Manjit from Manjit's Kitchen. I'm the founder of Manjit's Kitchen, and we do Indian street food, and it's Indian vegetarian.
Fair to say you've been fairly busy during lockdown.
Yeah, we've actually opened, we've never actually shut Kirkstall, because we've got like Manjit's Kitchen on Kirkstall Road as well. So we're doing collection and delivery services throughout lockdown. So yes, we've been busy like Thursday, Fridays and Saturdays. It was an emotional rollercoaster basically, but yeah, it was absolutely overwhelming with the support we got from everybody, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that. If you look on social media, there is so much love for your play. Is that a Leeds thing? What is that about?
I think it's everything, basically. It's the community, it's Leeds, it's just the support that we get from everyone, really.
How are you looking to the future? What reasons do you have for positivity looking to the future?
We're not focusing like ahead. We're just doing basically day to day. So it's kind of like, it's kind of nice because it's a safe environment coming to the Leeds market because it's a big open space, and I think people do feel safe coming into the market.
You're a massive Leeds United fan. I happen to know. How big a moment was that for the city, do you think, last week?
Absolutely the best thing that could happen to Leeds. We couldn't have done better, you know, bringing Leeds together. And I think it'll bring more people to Leeds, you know. I mean, we deserve this, you know. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's what we wanted. And we've got this.
Fantastic. Okay, so coming out of lockdown now and the city sort of getting back to a bit of normality, the numbers are still a bit lower, would you say, than they normally are?
Yeah, we've got, I think our very first Saturday last week was, we did 60% of our average. So it's slowly getting there, but not completely. It's just making people feel safe to come out, basically, really, yeah. So it's kind of a good thing.
Final question. Can I have the recipe for the paneer tikka wrap?
Well, we'll have to catch you on another day where you can actually come and join me.
I'll come and cook one.
Yeah, yeah, you can do a cook-off with me. Yeah.
Oh, God, that might be a disaster. You might regret that.
No, it'll be fun.
Yes, lovely to speak to Manjit from Manjit's Kitchen. I'm serious about that cook-off because that's a good way of getting hold of the recipe, I suppose. Manjit's Kitchen is a huge recommendation from me personally in the food hall at Leeds Kirkgate Market, but there's loads of options. You could spend a day here eating all the different types of food, the banh mi, Vietnamese street kitchen, Canassa's Colombian food and Jenny's Jerk Chicken as well. There are loads and loads of options here. Now, before we go for this episode, a quick jaunt up the hill, back up into the middle of Leeds and into Trinity Leeds to speak to the head chef at Craft House. His name is Murray Wilson.
Obviously, there's some challenges to overcome in terms of social distancing and new routines and checklists and all that kind of stuff. But it's been really good to get back to work and have guests in the restaurant again.
And how pleased have the customers been to come back in and be able to eat out again? I saw a few tweets and stuff of people like, oh my God, I'm having food cooked by someone else brought to my table.
I think it's quite a big experience for them at the moment, especially on the opening day or weekend. Like, people seemed really happy to be here, bringing their families out. I think one of the good things about the Leeds dining scene is it's very diverse. You've got something for everyone. You've got very high-end restaurants, you've got mid-end, and then you've got really high-quality takeaways. And so, like I said, it's got a really good range of foods for everyone. I think Leeds is a great city to go and eat out in.
And that was Murray Wilson, the head chef at Craft House in Trinity Leeds. Well, thank you for listening. Please share the podcast on your own social media channels if you think it'll be useful to people from in and outside of Leeds who are thinking of coming back into the city centre. All the information you need to safely do that is on the Welcome Back to Leeds portal. That's at welcometoleeds.co.uk. You can also find Welcome to Leeds on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And if you're returning to the city, you can post using the hashtag Back to Leeds.
Welcome Back to Leeds, a brief guide to help you safely visit Leeds city centre. Welcometoleeds.co.uk.